Welcome to Maseches Baba Basra, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 6, Mishnah 2, the Mishnah begins. Hamoicha peres l'chaveri, if someone sends grain to his friend, harei zeh, the purchaser, mekabel alav roiva tinoifes l'sa, he accepts that in every se'ah of grain that he buys, of wheat that he buys, there's going to be at least one roiva akav, one quarter of a kav, of pesoilus, of the byproduct, something that's not edible. Te'enim, if a fellow sells te'enim, figs to his friend, Mekabel alav, then the purchaser accepts upon himself eser misulois lamea, that there will be at least 10 rotten figs for every 100 figs, so 10%. Martev shel yain, if a fellow sells a wine cellar, mekabel alav eser kaisisois lamea, he accepts upon himself that it's a possibility that 10 barrels of wine out of every 100 will somehow be pugum, though something will be wrong with them. Kankanim basharim, if a fellow buys kankanim, earthenware jugs in the sharon, mekabel of eser piastiois lemeo, he accepts upon himself that for every 100, 10 of them may not have been formed so correctly, they didn't dry properly, and they may not last, they could break easily. Let's see Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3. Hamoicha yayin l'chaver v'hechmetz, the fellow sells wine to his friend and he pours it into his friend's barrels and now it turns sour. The seller is not chayiv b'achriyusay, he's not liable for the fact that that happened, because he can tell the seller, it's not my issue. Well, as long as it was in my barrels, everything stayed fine. Now all of a sudden it's in your barrels and it turned sour, it's an issue with your barrels, it's not me. However, but let's say we know that the seller has an issue with his wine sometimes turning sour, and the lekeach, the purchaser, told him that he needed the wine to be able to endure, says the Mishnah, even if he poured it into the barrels of the buyer, hareza mekachtais, that's a sale that was done on a false premise, and the halacha is that he can renege from the sale, because it's not going to last if it turns sour. But if, let's say, the seller told to the buyer, yayin mevusam ani meicher lach, the wine, I'm selling you wine that has added spices, added fragrances, which lasts for a very long time, chayv lahamid loyarat seres, then the seller has to make sure that it lasts all the way until Shavuos, because from Shavuos and on, then already it could start turning sour, because those were the hot months in Eretz Yisrael. V'yashan, let's say the seller says, I'm selling you old wine, Mishel Ishtaked, he has to give him wine from the previous year. U'meyushan, less than he says, Yayin Meyushan Ani Marech Lach, old wine I'm selling to you, Mishel Sholoshanim, then it has to be at least 3 years old from the year that it's at right now, because that's what's the expression, the word meyusha means exclusively, or older wine, and therefore it has to be even older than that. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.